This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Militants fired dozens of rockets from Gaza as Israeli strikes rained down on the Hamas-ruled territory today. Israel's missile defense system, the Iron Dome, was activated across the area to intercept incoming missiles. Israeli vehicles could be seen stationed along the border with Gaza, and a white surveillance balloon was released. The UN is weighing in. Jens Laerke, spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
Yesterday, 132 buildings comprising 621 housing and commercial units have been destroyed. In addition, 316 housing units have been severely damaged and rendered uninhabitable.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said today that the Biden administration expressed its support for a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza militants. Blinken, speaking at a briefing in Reykjavik,
As I think you know, President Biden spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday and expressed our support for a ceasefire. He reiterated that Israel, like every country, has the right to defend itself against indiscriminate rocket attacks and emphasized that Israel has to make every effort to protect innocent civilians. I likewise underscored the urgent need to bring an end to the violence in my own conversations yesterday with partners in Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Tunisia, the European Union, and again this morning with my colleagues in Morocco and Bahrain.
U.S. President Joe Biden released a statement on his second known call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, which were similar to previous administration statements of support in principle to a ceasefire. But the American leader stopped short of demanding an immediate stop to the 8 days of Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rocket barrages. This is VOA News. The United States says it is providing new assistance to Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority, many of whom have fled violence for neighboring Bangladesh or have been internally displaced since 2017. The $155 million in additional funds will be used to sustain critical efforts to support Rohingya refugees and host communities in Bangladesh and internally displaced Rohingya and other affected people in Burma. Now, Secretary of State Antony Blinken also said in a press release that the $155 million in additional funds will help meet the immediate needs of the nearly 900,000 refugees in Bangladesh who fled from horrific violence in Burma's Rakhine State, including women and children. India has recorded a small dip in the number of daily COVID-19 infections, even as deaths from the disease are on the rise in the country. India's total virus cases since the pandemic began swept past 25 million as the country registered more than 260,000 new cases and a record 4,329 fatalities in the last 24 hours. The numbers reported today follow a trend of falling cases after infections dipped below 300,000 for the first time in weeks. Active cases in the country also decreased by more than 165,000 on Tuesday, the biggest dip in weeks, but deaths have continued to rise and hospitals are still swamped by patients. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the Treasury Department says 39 million families are set to receive monthly child payments beginning July 15th as part of President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package.
It's total $3,600 annually for children under 6 and $3,000 for those 6 through 17. Biden has proposed an extension of the increased child tax credit through 2025 as part of his $1.8 trillion families plan. Outside analysts estimate the payments could essentially halve child poverty. The expanded credits could cost roughly $100 billion a year.
The Biden administration, meanwhile, today detailed how it wants to fund efforts to counter a wave of massive hacks in the wake of this month's Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack. In a statement today, the White House detailed the cyber element of President Joe Biden's already proposed American Jobs Plan, including $20 billion for localities to harden energy systems and $2 billion in grants for energy grids in high-risk areas. Biden's planned $100 billion broadband investment plan is also being presented as cybersecurity spending on the grounds that grant recipients will be asked to source from trusted vendors. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.